This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 21 for Wednesday, June 5th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Mindy Burback.
And I'm Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is. In today's episode, we get to meet a recent graduate from Northeast High School who took part in the Eagle Feather program as a part of graduation. The Eagle Feather is such a neat recognition for those Native students that complete their high school education. And while not every award is that significant, accomplishments we are recognized for as children and young adults really stick in our memories. Mindy, do you have any awards or prizes from your youth that you think of now and then?
Well, it's in Baird, Nebraska, where I graduated from high school. Every year, the senior class president hands down what they call the honor yoke to the new incoming senior class president. And I received that honor as a junior. And what it is, the honor yoke is strips of fabric, and it's like green. And I don't know why it's green, because our colors are black and orange, but it's this olive green. And they keep adding strips of fabric. And each class, senior class president, then has the year they graduate embroidered in their class colors. But you wear this heavy honor yoke to graduation then on top of your graduation robe, and it has all the previous classes ever since Baird High School started this tradition. And I think there was like 20 strips of fabric, and it got to be pretty heavy, but that was quite an honor to be voted as the senior class president for the class of 97.
That is fantastic. That is way better than what I've come up with. I have to go way back, and I was thinking of this might be like fourth grade. We had like a poetry unit, and I remember, getting my poem picked out and going to another school. Since I was in Eagle, we got to go to like Waverly for something, and we got together and read our poems that had been selected from the different classes. So that's something
that's
that
a cool award.
It was cool. But it's something that for whatever reason pops up, that it's just like, I remember that poem, and I remember being picked out that way. So that was kind of fun.
Do you remember any lines from that poem that you wrote?
All I remember is that each stanza was about a planet in our solar system.
Wow. No, I could not. It was educational in addition to being inspiring.
So educational.
Well, that does sound interesting. Let's see what other interesting stories are on our website. We had a special ceremony last week to honor the Bryan Community graduates. There was approximately 55 seniors that crossed the stage to get their diploma during the special ceremony, and that was held at East High School. I was there, and I got to film it and put that together, so that full video is on our website of that graduation. The principal at Bryan Community Focus Program, Tanner Penrod, he explained why the Bryan mascot of the Phoenix is so important as a reminder to the students, because the Phoenix represents a symbol of renewal and of overcoming darkness and succeeding. And his quote that when he addressed the graduates, his quote was so meaningful. He just said, "Many of our graduates have experienced their own personal darkness. Some had given up countless times. Some had many people give up on them. A few were told they would never graduate, and a few more experienced loss, failure, and bad luck. However challenging these situations were, our graduates chose the option of renewal, of taking advantage of an opportunity to atone for past mistakes and missteps." And that was just so uplifting and encouraging to those, not only those seniors, but their families as well. So you can see that whole graduation ceremony and photos from that day on our website.
There's a couple quotes from students that were graduating from Bryan in that story too. So yeah, go take a look at
that. Both of those senior speakers were very inspirational young women who were speaking and addressing their classmates. Also on our website, we have a congratulations going out to Elise Pape. She's a history teacher at Lincoln High School. She has been awarded the James Madison Fellowship. It's one of only 53 awarded nationwide. And with that comes a prize money of $24,000 that can be put towards earning an advanced degree in the concentration of history or the principles of the U.S. Constitution. And congratulations to Elise Pape on that honor.
That was quite a deal. And she was talking about her own family. She was like the first college graduate, and it just means so much to her. So, yeah, absolutely. Way to go, Elise. Well, I tell you what, as far as our calendar goes, we have another week of nothing on sort of the academic, athletics, arts calendar, but that does not mean that there's nothing going on. 9 through 12 summer school is rocking and rolling up at North Star. We've got programs and camps all over the city inside the schools. And other stuff going on. We have board meetings still going on through the summer. So next Tuesday, June 11th, there is both a work session at 4:30, and then the regular meeting is at 6 p.m. And then I'm going to take this chance also to tell everybody about the Say What Conference. This is something that the communications department here at Lincoln Public Schools has been doing, gosh, it feels like quite a long time now, since we were doing it at East High School when we didn't have a building to call home. And so just some examples of things that are going on here. This is on Friday, June 21st. It's during the morning from 7:30 to noon, so you don't even have to like take the entire day to go to this thing. Some example sessions. We have Another Crisis, Another Plan, and I think that this is one that we've had before where we kind of look at the past year of things that happened and then say, you know what, and as far as the way that the school district addressed it or the reaction that there was to it, what can we learn from those things? What did we do well? What do we think we could have done better? And so I know Brenda Legendre that works with our school counselors and Joe Wright that's from our security office and Mary Kay Roth, our director of communications, are all going to be part of that. We also have a favorite session here, Beatles, Bee Gees, and Beyonce Communicating and Managing Generational Differences. And we have a boomer, a Gen Xer, and a millennial talking about, you know, if you're working with these three different groups, what are strategies that work with them? What are things that maybe you're used to doing that worked with some people that it's like, oh, this isn't going to work so well with this next group that's coming? And so it's funny, we've got a person from each one of those groups that's talking, and that's a fun one to go to. We've also got a fun session going on with branding, Be Your School's Brand Manager. And schools have logos, schools have colors. They have all these things that help make that school feel like, hey, this is who we are. This is a session being put on by, again, folks from our communications department, from the graphics department. I think you're involved with this one, aren't you, Mindy?
Yep.
Yeah. And so talking about how do you sort of double down on these things and saying, here's who we are and here's how we sort of establish a voice, and maybe you want to say more about what this session is.
And it's not only just the colors and the logo, but how do you embody that brand? Because your brand is so much more. It's what people think about your school when they hear about your school. And so it's how do you embody that brand and carry that theme throughout your entire building and your culture.
Do you find, don't want to jump into this session here, but do you find that different schools have different voices, or are they all kind of trying to do the exact same thing?
You know, I think definitely each school has their own identity, and it's something that they can be proud of. But yeah, each school has their own identity, and they're able to use that to their advantage when they're communicating and engaging with the community. So it'll be a fun one. We've also got Kathleen Deering from Elliott Elementary helping us out with that one.
Oh, she'll be excellent. And then, kind of fun, we have a podcasting session, and I think we're actually going to be recording a podcast
during the session.
You can see one of these get put together live, sort of the sausage being made. And Mindy and Caitlin are going to be there on site.
Because you're going to be on vacation.
I'm going to be sort of on vacation, pedaling around the panhandle of our state, and I'm going to try to participate remotely. So we've got a lot of things going on, and that'll be fun one way or the other. Whether it works or doesn't, we'll have fun doing it.
I think it's a great way, even if you're just curious about ways that you could implement some things for your own school or business, you are more than invited to attend. You can just log on to our website, keyword say what on the lps.org. Well, Brian, in 2017, the Lincoln Board of Education approved a three-year pilot program in partnership with the Indian Center to provide academic support and an incentive for Native American students to graduate from high school. Part of that incentive included giving eligible seniors an eagle feather to wear on their graduation cap as a reward during graduation. Now in its third year, I sat down with Lincoln Northeast High School senior Alan Akoya on the last day of school to talk about his accomplishments and how receiving that eagle feather to wear at graduation impacted him. It was the last day of school in the library at Northeast, so you will hear all of the normal last day of school celebrations in the background. Let's take a listen.
I want to know about your journey. Tell me where you went to elementary, middle, and high school.
So when I was younger, I lived with my dad, and he has drug and alcohol problems. And so we never really stayed in one spot for any long period of time. So the first actual complete year of school that I completed wasn't until fifth grade. And I went, that's when I moved here to live with my mom. And I went to Huntington. And after that, I went to Dawes Middle School, which I still kind of miss a little bit. And then now I'm here at Lincoln Northeast.
You said elementary school, fifth grade year was your first year at Huntington, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like going into Huntington Elementary?
That was really like a reality shock for me. So when I grew up, never really had a home or a stable income or anything like that. And to go from that to having a place to sleep, to having food to eat, like know where I was gonna have dinner and actually go to school, it was so completely different. Like, I realized how bad of a life I had, and to come here and being nine years old and having that switch, it was kind of crazy. I ended up really shy because I didn't know how to make friends. I didn't really apply myself because I didn't know like how to work hard or anything like that. And so it was really completely two different scenarios that I went through. But it all worked out and I'm here now.
Talk to me a little bit about Dawes Middle School. You talked about how that was very, you miss it. Tell me about those teachers and that, how that made a difference for you in your path to high school.
So after elementary school, I really didn't try very much in the fifth grade. And then it came to Dawes, and then that was another complete change up to go from a normal elementary school to going to Dawes Middle School. Has bigger kids than me who had like class periods and you had to go in your own lockers. You really had to manage yourself a lot. And I had two teachers, Mr. Miller and Senora Nickum, and they really pushed me to my limits. Like, they understood what I was capable of, and they really, they helped me unlock that deeper part of myself. And without them, I don't know what I'd be right now.
That's so inspirational. Have you seen them since you've left Dawes?
Unfortunately, I haven't. My brother went to Dawes a couple months ago as an open house, and neither one of them were there, so I couldn't talk to them.
Okay. What would you say to them if you were able to see them again?
I mean, first and foremost, I'd give my thanks. It's really, I'm really appreciative of them. They're really good teachers. And then even beyond that, they're really good friends. Like, they can be there when you need them. And they know that people can do great things as long as they apply themselves. And that's what they helped me with.
Fabulous. How about here at Northeast? Have you made any connections with anybody or anybody you're going to miss?
Yeah. There's a lot of friends that I'm going to miss. There will be some teachers, too. Mr. Bettendorf, he's my favorite teacher. I had him my freshman year, my sophomore year, and my senior year. And I'm one of like five students that have done that. And we really just established a connection. Like, it's more than just teacher and a student. It's friend to a friend. And he knows how smart I am, and he doesn't let me do anything less than that. And unfortunately, that I don't want to do some of the things. But he makes sure I do them because he knows that I can.
You've really had to push yourself hard, I think, to get done.
Yeah, some of the stuff just comes naturally to me, but others, I have to work for it. Like my AP calculus final, I was worried about that, but I ended up getting a 95 on the final and finishing with a 98% in the class.
Talk about what you've achieved just in the last couple of years, what you've been accomplishing.
Probably some of my best accomplishments. I got a 33 ACT composite score. I'm in the top 5% of my class. And I've been in the Omaha World Herald as an honorable mention. And I will be in the Lincoln Journal Star for Class X. And I just think that it's crazy how much you can do if you really apply yourself. And I think it's even more crazy that I did all this coming from a hard childhood.
Yeah, so I mean, how does that feel to know that you're being recognized for that hard work, that grit?
It really pays off. Like, it's so worth it. Like, I've missed, like, hanging out with friends. I've been I had to drop sports to focus on school and everything. And I mean, it all just pays off in the end. It's really worth it. Thank you.
You got a 33 on your ACT.
I did.
When you saw that score, when you opened it up, what were you, like, your reaction?
I couldn't believe it at first. Like something must be wrong or something like that. It was actually better than I got on my pre-ACT. And I was like, I was confused at first, and then it kind of sunk in. I'm like, wow, I really did get a 33. And I'm one of only like six seniors who got a 32 or better in the ACT at Northeast.
So how many times did you take it?
Just the once, actually.
The one time here as a junior?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you took it one time here as a junior, mm-hmm, and you got a 33. Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. What's been your favorite ultimate class in high school?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to say probably my AP psychology class. I took that last year as a junior, and it's one of the classes I had with Mr. Bettendorf. And it's just, it's crazy to, like, with that we just learned like how the brain works, like memories, genetics, and thing like that. And it was just a really interesting class. Like, if you really sit down to think about it, the brain is so amazing. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. And it was just a really fun class, and I had a great teacher, and there was a lot of cool people in that class that I've had with. And now one of them is going to UNO next year, and she's going to be leaving here in a couple months, and I'm going to be going to San Diego. And I really met some good friends. And it was a really good class.
Good. When you cross the stage on Sunday and you're getting handed your diploma and they're shaking your hand, what's going to be going through your head?
I have no idea. I'm going to be so shocked. I don't think it really has set in yet. But I'm done with school. I don't have to go to high school no more. And that's just crazy to think about. 4 years here. And I'm graduating top 5% and 7th semester honor roll. That's just crazy to think of where I come from, and that's where I'm at right now.
That's gotta be unbelievable. It's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think when you were in 5th grade or 6th grade that this is where you would be?
I really didn't. I hoped I graduated. I didn't think that I'd be this accomplished. I never knew the ability that I had, and I applied myself, and now I'm here.
Is there a moment when you thought, because I've heard of all your great accomplishments in high school, is there a moment that you thought, this is the reason, or this is how I should try harder or persevere or anything? Is there a moment in your life?
The one reason why I try so hard is because I don't want to be like my dad. I want to have a good, solid life when I grow up. And I don't want anything that I had to go through. I don't want my children to have to suffer through that. And I don't want to be like him, that's why.
What are your future plans include?
Well, for the summer, I'm going to work as much as I can. And in October, I'm going to be shipping out for the Marine boot camp. I'm going to the Marine Corps. And if I like it, I might stay in. If not, then I might choose to go to college afterwards.
What is your interest in? I mean, what's your passion? What are you passionate about?
I really like building things, so I'm going in as a combat engineer for the Marine Corps, and after that maybe going to some sort of architectural engineering in college.
What opportunity have you gotten here at Lincoln Public Schools to help you reach that next level of going into the Marine Corps?
Really, my counselor helped me a lot. She understood what I was capable of. She knows that I'm able to do good things. For everybody, I mean, like, for Native Americans and just for people in general. Me and my parents decided that the Marine Corps would probably be the best idea for me. It really changes who you are as a person, but it changes you for the better, always. Any person that we've met, like, I have a cousin, and he's in the Army National Guard right now, and he says he doesn't regret any decision that he made for that. And I have another cousin who was in the Navy, and he says it was the best decision of his life, too. And everyone that I talk to about their choice in the military, really says that it's a decision that you won't regret. You won't regret. And I'm looking forward to it.
So has there been a role model in your life that you've looked up to that has gotten you to this moment?
Right now, I have to say it'd be my mom. My mom also had drug and alcohol problems, but she has 11 years clean and sober now. And to know where she came from, to like her childhood and her earlier life, the harder troubles that she had, and to make it now where she's living in a nice home and she has a stable income.
What advice do you have? I mean, you're obviously going to be a role model for other Native American youth, not only in high school, but middle school and elementary school. What advice do you have for them as they get ready to continue on their educational journey?
I would say just keep pushing. Things are going to get harder before they get easier. And as long as you keep pushing yourself and keep and understand what your limits are and somehow surpass that, I think anybody can do great things.
You have such an inspirational story. I mean, just to hear what you've gone through and then what you've been through and, mm-hmm. and how you persevered and worked at that. And I hope you know that's an inspiration to others as well. What do you hope, what are your dreams for your, did you say you have a little brother?
I do.
What are your dreams for your little brother?
I hope he has to suffer none, of the things that I've had to go through. He's gifted. He's in diff math, and he's in diff reading. He's a smart kid, but he also has autism. And he has some times where he has troubles accepting things, but he's gotten over that. And now he's one of his teacher's favorite students. And I hope that he continues that, and that I hope he will apply himself and do the great things that I know he can do.
You're participating in the Eagle Feather program, which is new for Lincoln Public Schools. I mean, it's only been in existence for 3 years. What does that mean? First of all, tell me a little bit about that program. I don't know how much you know, but tell me about it, and what does that mean for you to participate in it?
The Eagle Feather program, I think, is a really cool program. It allows Native American seniors who are graduating to have an Eagle Feather that they can wear on their cap when they're graduating. And I think that it's really cool for Native American seniors to have this opportunity. It really shows like who we are, that we're like Native Americans are still here. And I mean, we only make up about like 2% of the American population, but the people who are still here, we're still trying and we're graduating. And I think it just shows that, it just shows who we are.
Tell me about that ceremony. I wasn't able to go, but tell me about that Eagle Feather ceremony. What happens there?
Well, there's a lot of Native American kids there, a lot of Native American seniors whom I know from different high schools. It's from all LPS high schools. And it's really spiritual. It almost connects everybody. And it's just crazy. Like there's a deeper feeling that comes than just getting an eagle feather. Like something else is there. And it really like shows who Native Americans, like, and shows them who they are. And with the eagle feather, I think it's an experience I won't forget. I will say that.
What, I mean, how does your family feel about that?
They were super stoked. Like they were really excited for me. And I always do is like Native Americans are the only people legally allowed to own eagle feathers. And to get one for my graduation, I mean, I thought that was pretty cool.
That is really cool. So what is your heritage? I mean, I know you're Native American, mm-hmm. but what is your tribe?
Right now, I'm enrolled in the Ho-Chunk Reservation, or tribe. They're about 2 hours north of Lincoln. And I'm also part Cherokee, and I have some Canadian Cree in me. I'm also an 8th Irish.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. My great-great-grandma was full Irish.
Thank you so much for meeting with me today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I had this opportunity.
I love the story of where he came from when he was talking about his elementary days, not finishing a grade level until fifth grade. It'd be so easy to be like, well, you know, you're not going to have great success in life, that, you know, you're going to have a hard life. And because of teachers, because of something that he found within himself, he was able to break that and be like, I'm going to be great. And I mean, a 33 ACT, my gosh.
Yes. And that's taking it with all the other juniors that take it across, you know, in April when they have to take it because that's new, the state test, to get a 33. I mean, to break that cycle. And that's what he wanted for himself and for his family, was to break that cycle and to do that. He was very inspirational. I got to see him on Sunday at graduation before he walked, and just to see the smile and see how happy he was that this was a chapter in his life that he completed, and not just did and got it over with, but to complete it in such a way. I mean, top 5% of his graduating class at Northeast to be recognized, and then to be recognized by the elders of his tribe too, and to wear that distinction of the eagle feather was inspirational for him and for me when I was doing the story.
It almost felt like he was talking about a person that he couldn't believe himself. That, I mean, in a way he was humbled, but at the same time, you know, it is what it is. It's like, yeah, you know, this happened. You know, everything turned out great for me. I'm going to go be a Marine. You know, his cousins went into the service and it was great for them, and he seems to be very happy with where that's going, and you know, good luck.
Yes, good luck to Alan and to all of the students who graduated over the last 2 weekends ago. We did have, just Brian, for your information, we did have over 40 students at Lincoln Public Schools this year wear their eagle feathers at graduation. So that is quite an honor for them, and congratulations to all of them, and good luck to Alan. I can't wait to see what he does in the future.
Incredible. It's a great program. If there is anything that you've heard about today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything, along with links to our calendars, our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. And also, if you'd like to get subscribed and notified every week when we push up a new episode, you can find us on iTunes, Google, Pocket Cast, and Spotify. And links to all of those services are also at lps.org/podcast. That's all the time we've got for today. Thank you for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.